Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five, they will send one of their experts to your home. Whatever it is that you're worried about, they'll take you a look at it. Maybe there's no problem, in which case you got peace of mind. If there is a problem, they'll give you an estimate. And if you want to proceed with the project, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, $50 off. It's Redeemers Group. Seriously, there's no reason not to call. The phone number, again, 541-8765, 541-8765, or you can find them on the web at redeemersgroup.com.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, it's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, RIG. Jewelers.com. Come see me.
Chevelle. So late. One of the biggest names in rock is coming to you live Saturday, December 14th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Get tickets to see your Memphis Grizzlies host Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks Saturday, November 9th at 7 p.m. during our Veterans Day game presented by Ashley Furniture Home Store. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $480,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But I'm going to be a diamond.
Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
I'm going to grow.
Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeffrey, what is it that Jeff says? Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Nailed it.
Let's do
now,
this Chris Harrington
it's
thing.
It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, I guess I should start by asking you what we're listening to.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday. An early 80s country hit by John Anderson, who is from the Orlando area. So some music for the opponents tonight, Orlando Magic for the Memphis Grizzlies, but also it's a song about development, so to speak.
Speaking of development, there are really, right now, two major storylines, right? There is Ja Morant looks great. Jaren Jackson, not so much.
Right.
Outside of those two storylines, what's important here in the grand scheme of things? Because we could talk about those two things all day, but I'm sure you have other thoughts too.
Yeah. So to me, it's almost three tiers. So one is obviously the top tier is obviously John and Jaren. They need it's crucial for the franchise for those two players to be as good as they can be and as good as they can be together. So that's number one on the to-do list. But after that, I think it's, you know, on one hand, did they make a good coaching hire with Taylor Jenkins? Like, can this guy coach? And I think, you know, the jury's still out on that. It's too early. But the other part of it is you're sorting through the rest of this roster and trying to figure out if you have keepers or not. And, you know, they've gone through lots of young players in the past, and you think, well, maybe this guy's a keeper, and then he's not. Wayne Selden and, you know, some of those kind of guys. And so I think sorting through the rest of the roster and figuring out who else is a keeper is the other thing. And I think there's been some good returns on that. I mean, some guys don't look like they're panning out, and a lot of guys won't. But Brandon Clarke, clearly, for a guy picked in the 20s, looks like an absolute keeper. I mean, so I think that's a great sign for them. I think Dylan Brooks, you know, coming off his lost second season, has done a good job of reestablishing himself as a keeper. Like, I think you can look at both of those guys. They're both, I think, 23, as good rotation quality players in the NBA. And so so it's most important to develop your stars, but the stars got to have guys to play with. And so if you can find three or four other players on this team who are in their early 20s and who you think could be long-term pieces, I think that's what you want. And I think Clarke and Brooks, for starters, look like they can be that.
I read your Grizzlies mailbag yesterday. If you haven't read it, you should go read it at dailymemphian.com. It's got some really interesting stuff in there. Part of the point you just made was, yes, Ja and Jaren need to be good, but they also need to be good together. And from what right. I've seen so far, it's almost like the two-man game that we all pictured, right, between Ja and Jaren just hasn't been the case. I saw you broke down some of the passing numbers, and, you know, Ja has passed to Jaren 37 times for 3 assists or something like that. Why has that been absent, in your opinion? Is it just the foul trouble?
No, I don't think it's the foul trouble, because even with the foul trouble, I think I haven't looked at it today and what it is after that last game. But I think Jaren's minutes were in line, less than Jay Crowder's, but I think have been in line with Dylan Brooks, who is a high foul player, and Jonas Valanciunas, who's been on a minutes restriction. So I don't think there's a big difference in minutes. Now, what I haven't looked at, I just didn't have time writing that thing, I probably should have, is what is the minute totals on the floor with Ja, and is that different? And that could be part of it, but I don't think that's it either. I don't know the why, but for whatever reason, the way this offense is flowing, this offense is structured, Jaren Jackson's become too much of a bystander. And there's no sense that there's been an emphasis put on plays involving those two together. You're not seeing a lot of pick and roll that's like John Jaren pick and roll, which I think we expected to see. So I'm not sure about the whys yet, but I don't think it's a mirage. I think we are not seeing a lot of interaction between those two players on the floor.
I am sort of in the same boat as Grizzlies fans, where when Ja isn't on the floor, it's harder for the team to hold my interest, right? Like, I just want to see him out there. I think everybody feels kind of the same way. And you've talked about it on the show and in your writing about, you know, about the minutes dilemma. But my question is, when does that start to change in your mind? At what point do the minutes start to increase and the people sort of get their wish?
Oh, I suspect it'll increase over the course of the season. He's averaging just under 28 right now. My assumption is at the end of the season, barring injury, that number will be higher. But it's not going to be 34. I think that Trae Young, as a rookie, ended up at the end of the season, his rookie season, having averaged 30.9. I think that's a pretty good over-under. I mean, Luka Doncic was at 32.2. Luka Doncic is a big, strong 6'8 wing player, right? So this idea that Ja Morant should be out there playing 34, 35 minutes a game, I just do not think it's realistic, given that he's a rookie, given his frame is still developing, given the pace that they play and the workload he has when he is on the floor, given that he had a knee surgery this summer. I just think people should not be too worked up. I think this has become a bigger story than it needs to be. I pointed out, like, De'Aaron Fox, who I think is probably the best physical comp coming into the league, to John Morant. He's almost identical physical in terms of height, length, weight. Like, it's pretty much identical physical measurements. He averaged 28 minutes as a rookie. And so, you know, I think we're at a point in the NBA where people just have to get used to minutes by and large are not what they used to be. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP of the league, is averaging 32 minutes right now.
Right. And on Ja, too. So you see people online, me being one of them, who have said after seven games, there's absolutely no doubt in your mind that the Grizzlies have made the right pick based off of what he's able to accomplish. One, do you think that's fair? And two, when should you even be allowed to question whether or not your team made the right pick? Like, should you have to wait into half of the season, or is it fair to just say, all right, we picked the right guy right now?
Oh, I mean, you know, part of it is that if you believe on the front end that a certain thing, and then the evidence backs up that thing, you sort of believe it more. So, I mean, I certainly thought it was the right pick at the time, and so I think even more so now. But I do think, and we've seen this, you look at it with Jaren Jackson Jr. right now, you look at it with other players. I mentioned O.J. Mayo, who, you know, his rookie season scored 18 points a game, was second to Derrick Rose in the rookie of the year race. It's the best season he ever had. I think you have to be careful assuming that what you've just seen is what you will always see, or that the trajectories will always be a straight line up. I think Morant is going to be a star in the NBA, but I don't think there aren't bumps in the road. I mean, I think he'll have slumps. Maybe he'll hit a rookie wall. It's not going to be just getting better every single game, and it's always like this. I assume he'll have his own struggles here and there. But I have a hard time seeing – I think R.J. Barrett's going to be really good, and already is. But looking at the rest of that draft, you know, barring some kind of injury, I have a hard time seeing anyone in that draft other than maybe an R.J. Barrett, you know, passing John Moran at any point. And I don't think Barrett will either. But I just don't see the ability there for anyone else.
And I think we saw that against Minnesota with Jared Culver on the floor, who got picked just a few picks behind him and really didn't look like much of anything compared to Ja. But I want to move on to Jaren. So he has these foul troubles and people are getting frustrated, as you would expect any fan base would. My question is, are these foul troubles, is it just a youth thing? Is this something that players, because to me it feels like it's just something that you naturally grow out of, as opposed to him having to be super conscious about not fouling all of the time. Are you of the same opinion?
I do think it's something he'll grow out of, but I think it's hard to know that right now. Jaren Jackson is in a weird situation. I mean, maybe unprecedented. I don't know. I mean, I don't get to go back and look. He has been the youngest player on his team 3 years in a row. Like, that's not supposed to happen. He was the youngest player on his team at Michigan State. He was the youngest player on his team last year in the NBA. And he's the youngest player on his team in his second season in the NBA. Like, that's a really weird situation. And so I think he accelerated his trajectory so quickly that I suspect that it was maybe a little too much too soon, and we're seeing sort of those growing pains that, frankly, I think we expected to see more of last season. Like, me and Peter Edmondson over at the Athletic were the biggest boosters of Jaren Jackson Jr. at the draft a year ago. But even as one of his biggest boosters, I told Jeff on this show, like, Jeff asked him, what do you think he'll do next season? And I said, he'll come off the bench and average 7 points a game and everyone will be disappointed, because I thought it was a 2 or 3 year process with him, given his age and given he was still growing into the body. Then he comes out and he averages 14 a game, and like, he's so far ahead of schedule. And so I think that rookie season raised the expectations maybe a little bit higher than they should have been. And I think we're seeing some of that consolidation, some of that growing pains right now. But his talent level is such, and his sort of intelligence and, you know, sort of personal characteristics are such that I have faith that he'll come out of this, but I don't think it's going to just happen, you know, in a snap necessarily.
Do you think right now it's more of a mental struggle than anything else? Because it's like when he gets those fouls, you can just see it kind of dawn on him.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely a mental thing. And I think in that game on Wednesday night, he was frustrated before the fouls. And it may have been that the fouls came out partly because of the frustration. Like, he was frustrated. He missed his first two shots before he got his first foul, and he was visibly frustrated with that. I had watched him in the pregame shoot-around, and he looked frustrated with missing shots in the pregame shoot-around. So I think it's a mental thing, but I think it's all connected. I mean, I think because he's still developing physically and playing against, you know, NBA players, you know, I think that can – the physical and the mental sort of interact with each other. I also think, and I wrote a little bit about this in the mailbag, I think we underrated, I know I did, the extent of change that he was dealing with from last season to this season in terms of who he's playing with, in terms of the style of play, in terms of the system, everything else. I mean, he goes from Mike Conley and Marc Gasol to Ja Morant and, you know, Valanciunas. He goes from a half-court game to a full-court game or up-tempo game. He goes from the slowest-paced team in the league to the fastest team in the league. And he goes from a system that was built more around, like, individual plays and sets really designed for specific things to more of a free-flowing, just run-to-your-spots kind of system. And I think all of that just seems to have him a little out of place. He's not – I think they should probably put more of an effort into getting him involved early, getting him specifically touches and shots, because it's not really happening in the flow of this sort of up-tempo motion offense they're doing.
So do you think that this is the first sort of test for Taylor Jenkins, which is figure out a way to get Jaren Jackson back to what he was doing last year, or – is it more?
I do. I don't think that's a test that you pass or fail this weekend necessarily. I mean, I think we have to be patient with everything this season. But I do think this has become number one item on Taylor Jenkins' agenda. Yes. I think coming into the season, like, his job description, first and foremost, was develop John Morant and Jaren Jackson into the best NBA players they can be. And that's more important for you this season than your one loss record. I think everyone understood that. But I think now that Ja Morant is just off and going, I think now Jaren Jackson has to be the number one item on his personal coaching agenda. We got to get this guy back on track. It's not that, because we've already seen him play. Like, he's not a rookie. We know he's better than this. Like, we saw him in the NBA last season as the youngest player in the league being productive. And so we know that this is not him. And so you got to get him back on track. Yeah.
Do you think that as this – like, we know the Grizzlies are going to lose a lot of games this year. Like, that's just kind of a given. Do you think as the season goes along and some of these other teams that they're playing against are, you know, playing guys in garbage time minutes and people are sitting out games and everything, that the Grizzlies, at least appearance-wise, are going to look better or because of that? Or do you think that it'll be because of development down the stretch?
Oh, I mean, you hope. I think it could be either or both. Hopefully it's some of the latter too. But I do think this is a team that has a chance to get better over the course of the season because their most talented players are their youngest players, and you hope that, you know, they'll get better, and because of the depth they have. I think even though they're a bad team, they're a deep bad team. And, you know, you got Kyle Anderson's playing 20 minutes a game. Like, Kyle Anderson's a lot better than that. You know, D'Anthony Melton hasn't played at all. I think he'll be good. I think, you know, there's – who knows if Josh Jackson, you know, makes it up to the main team. There's a trade still hanging out there, Andre Iguodala, that it might be a draft pick trade or it might be a bring-a-player-back trade. And so I think this team does have the ability to get better over the course of the season. Like, I certainly think they are a sub-30-win team regardless. But I certainly think they can be better in 2 months than they are right now.
And then lastly, when you look at the player efficiency ratings, this is something Gary Parrish pointed out yesterday. You got two guys on the Grizzlies up at the top. You've got rookie-wise, you've got Brandon Clark and Ja Morant. Is Brandon Clark's how good he's looked, is that hidden sort of behind Jaren's struggles at this point? He's been terrific to me.
Yeah, I would caution on the PER. I am someone who actually worked through the formula of PER when it was first presented by John Hollinger and Pro Basketball Forecast years ago. PER, I think, is a good sort of snapshot, box score snapshot, but it has a tendency to elevate players like Brandon Clark. Strobel Swift always had great PERs, much better than he was as a player. Those sort of high-efficiency, offensive rebounding big men who are sort of high efficiency, low usage, like those numbers tend to spike with those players. So I think the PR like overstates the case on him. That aside, I think he's been very good. And I had some of this in the mailbag, people asking about him relative to Jackson. I just think his range of what he can do and his ceiling is pretty significantly lower. I think, you know, people should be happy about Brandon Clark, but I don't feel the need to have a Brandon Clark versus Jaren Jackson sort of debate. It's pretty clear that what Jaren Jackson can be is significantly better than what Brandon Clark can be. Now, can be is different than what you are or what you will be, but there is a different level of potential there.
Chris, you're the best. You can go read his Grizzlies coverage tonight from the Orlando game over at DailyMemphian.com. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Drew.
When we come back, Jeff Calkins is on the line, and he is going to join us. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I've told you to go to Cooper Systems if you need a new computer, if you need computer repairs. Now I got another reason for you to go to Cooper Systems, and here it is. Windows 7 is done. Microsoft has announced the end of support for Windows 7 effective January 14th, 2020. So after that date, their operating systems will no longer be secure because no new security updates will be available. If you got Windows 7, you don't have to buy a new computer, but you can take it to Cooper Systems. They can upgrade most desktops and laptop computers running Windows 7 to Windows 10, move all your data, documents, pictures, music, videos, everything else, and reinstall their programs on a Windows 10 system. They also have solid-state hard drives that reduce prices that could increase the speed by 10 to 20%. They've got all kinds of discount packages for the upgrade that will save you a lot. It's Cooper Systems, 360-9679. That's 360-9679, or visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
When you're in the need of quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Frontier has thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. Tons of jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, and Ariat. Whether you're after classic denim jeans, dungarees, or work pants, you'll find it among Frontier's amazing selection of stylish, modern fits. Flame-retarded jeans and shirts now available as well. Colder weather is on the way, and Frontier is prepared with overalls, coats, and fleece jackets. Women's Sherpa jackets by Simply Southern starting at just $29.99. And don't forget the boots. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots. Work, dress, or play, come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. Ariat, Durango, Dan Post, and many, many more. You are guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
One of the best things about sports is its connection to home. Home team, home game, and home celebrations. Make your home for the game, Max's Sports Bar. Since 2007, Max's has been the only local sports bar downtown. Max's Sports Bar, 115 GE Patterson.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 11th anniversary, November 11th through 17th. Join Memphis's most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. 60 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.19 and lunch specials for $10.19. Restaurants like Barware, Sage, Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Hugh, Felicia Suzanne's, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtownmemphis.com or visit on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, Tanqueray, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
Hey, roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate showed me the printer that works best for my business.
Like the all-new HP LaserJet Pro 400 printers with advanced wireless and security. And they're easy to set up.
I need all of that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $200 off the HP LaserJet Pro 400 series.
The best printers at great prices.
Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only. Ends 11-16-19. See associate or staples.com/HP400 series for details.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Berks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who they want? Jeff Calkins. Who they want? Jeff Calkins. Who they want? Jeff Calkins.
Well, it's me calling from Buffalo, New York. And I decided I appreciate Drew and Jeffrey taking over today, but I had to come back, among other things, to remind you that there is a sale at Oak Hall. If you today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, buy one shirt, it doesn't matter if it could be a sports shirt, it could be a dress shirt, any shirt, and get another one at half price. If you buy two shirts, you get two shirts at half price. This is the math that Jeffrey mastered yesterday. If you buy six shirts, you get six shirts at half price. It is today and Saturday only, so get yourself into Oak Hall. Now, I have a question for you, Drew.
Yeah, what's up?
You guys, clearly, while I was gone, like Al Haig, you took control of the whole enterprise and did an unauthorized poll.
Yes, of course.
Who's winning the poll? What is the poll question, and who's winning the poll?
All right, Jeff. Which freshman not named James Wiseman or Precious Achiuwa will have the biggest impact on the Tigers' season? The options were DJ Jeffries, Damian Ball, Boogie Ellis, or Lester Quinones. And with 48% of the vote...
Let me guess. The winner should be Damian and DJ. And I think the winner is... Is it close? Is one or two close?
It's within 15%.
I think the answer is Damian Ball. DJ. It's DJ. Damian second.
DJ at 48%. DJ at 48% leads the way. Damian Ball at 34% is right behind him. Boogie is at 11%, and then Lester at 7%.
How, Drew, would you have voted?
I pleaded my case for Damian Ball, but I also said you could make a point. You could make a case for all four of them, but in my order, I said Damian Ball first and DJ second.
Okay, then who would you put third and fourth?
I'd probably go Lester than Boogie.
That's probably what I would do. That's probably the order I would do. I mean, I can see, like, DJ Jeffries has had an impact every single game. So positionally, you would think, well, Damian Ball is the starting point guard, right? Of course he's going to have the biggest impact, and he's awesome. Like, we've seen it. But DJ Jeffries has had an impact every single game. So I can see the argument for either of those. All right, so the other reason I came back was I'm missing out on the whole rest of the show, but I didn't want to miss out on the chance to make some money and to check in on my investments. Before the season began, I gave $1,000, 10 crisp $100 bills to Jeffrey. And I said, Jeffrey, go forth and invest on my behalf. And he did. And I believe that money has grown. Jeffrey, what is the current report?
Well, Jeff, last week we went 4-2-1. That brings us to 43-33-2 against the spread on the year. That's a $900 profit. That's $1,900 cash on hand, a 90% return on your initial investment.
The S&P is like in record territory, but doesn't touch the Jeffrey Index. Touch the 90% Jeffrey Index. All right, who do we got this week?
All right, Jeff, let's...
Oh, give me some highlights. Give me one of the highlights from last week.
All right, let's take a look at last week.
Memphis, What did you do on Memphis?
Yeah, so we had... Our wins were Virginia Tech over Notre Dame, Miami over Florida State, Indiana over Northwestern, Tennessee over UAB, and our losses were Liberty covered against UMass, and then... I also took Air Force over Army, and Army kept it close. They had a little thing called Pride.
Okay. All right, who do we got? What do we got today?
Well, let's turn our attention, Jeff, to a place that you used to work, a stadium that you have covered games in. Let's go to Coral Gables. I guess it's not Coral Gables. Wherever Miami's playing, they're taking on Louisville, and it's a 6.5-point line. And Miami has had some inconsistent quarterback play, but I just think they're just straight up better than Louisville. Miami's defensive line has been pretty good all year. I've only got to lay 6.5. I'm going to do that with the Canes.
Miami -6.5 over Louisville.
Then we're going to turn our attention, Jeff, 60 miles south, maybe 70 miles south. We're going down to Oxford, Mississippi. Ole Miss is laying 28.5 against New Mexico State. This is a classic example of there's no reason you should bet this game, therefore I'm going to bet this game. I'm going to lay the points with Ole Miss. Ole Miss is in this weird spot where they really, 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 really need some type of win and in big fashion. I think they're going to probably leave their starters in more than they should. I think this will be try to win this game by as many points as possible for the Rebels. I'm going to lay it with New Mexico State. Ole Miss, not a good team, but New Mexico State, Jeff, is one of the worst teams I think I've seen in D1 in a long time.
Ole Miss minus how many?
28.5.
28.5.
It's a gross slate this week.
Yeah, all right. You notice the logic here, Drew. The logic can get a little twisted. You should stay away from this, and so therefore I'm betting it. That's the kind of thing
guess
that Jeffrey
what?
Says.
Jeffrey and I have already discussed this. We talked about a specific game that he will be getting to in a moment.
Yep.
And how when things don't make sense, it's usually Vegas trying to trap you into taking it one way, and they really, really feel strongly the other.
By the way, I am, as I sit here, I've landed in Buffalo. I'm visiting my aging parents.
How cold is
it? Taking a bye week. You know, it's 30. What is it there?
Not bad.
It's 40. Not bad. Is it the 40s? I don't know. It was cold this morning.
But I landed. I'm in the parking lot because I got my rental car, and I'm going to see the folks and here during this bye week. And I pulled into a parking lot so I could talk to y'all and focus. And it is an off-track betting parking lot. There it is. So if you want me to put in a wager on the ponies for you, Drew – I can.
I
Drew had a good Breeders' Cup.
There's a self.
Drew had a good Breeders' Cup.
I had a fantastic Breeders' Cup.
All right.
I know no one here cares about horse racing, though, so I will save everyone from it.
People like making money. All right, Jeff, we will turn our attention up to Blacksburg, Virginia, with our good friend Justin Fuente. He is hosting Wake Forest. They are currently a 2-point underdog at home. To me, this is the classic. No one really believes in Wake Forest. Virginia Tech played on TV against Notre Dame. There was a scoop and score that completely changed the outcome of the game. I bet on Virginia Tech last week. I will not be making that mistake this week. Wake Forest runs a offense that will give teams in the ACC that are not good. So basically everyone other than Clemson will give them problems. I like Wake. I think they're extremely undervalued here. I only have to lay 2 points. I don't care that it's on the road. Give me the Demon Deeks.
Take Wake, lay the 2 over Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech. Next.
Jeff, we got a get-right game, and there's no better spot for a get-right game than down in Dallas when you're taking on East Carolina. I only have to lay three touchdowns with the ponies. Speaking of ponies, you're at the racetrack. This is good, positive vibes. I'm loving this. I love the ponies in the get right game. ECU gave a scare to Cincinnati. I just don't think they're going to have enough to give a scare to the ponies. I like them in the get right game.
SMU minus what? 21?
Minus 21.
SMU minus 21 over East Carolina.
Well,
next,
Jeff, we've got a principal play here. BYU's at home. They're hosting Liberty. Friend of the program, Hugh Freeze, is getting 17 points on the road. I don't like this bet. I love this bet. We're laying the 17 at home in Provo, Utah. I saw Book of Mormon last night. Hashtag positive vibes only. Give me the Mormons minus 17.
What? That's BYU minus 17 over Jeffries, but over Hugh Freeze. What is your Hugh Freeze index? Like, you lost on Hugh Freeze last week.
Oh, no, we're still in the positive.
On the Hugh Freeze index is still positive?
Oh, yeah, we're still in the positive. The Hugh Freeze index is wildly more profitable than the Pac-12 index.
All right. What's next?
Jeff, let's get two degenerate specials in here. I think we need some of these. I've been picking big games. I've been trying to be like, oh, let's pick the games.
All favorites, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Well, there's a theme here. So it's one of those weeks. I will explain. It's not that I'm just picking favorites. I'm picking
the... He doesn't always, yeah.
Yeah, it's the unpopular favorites. I'm going against... I don't like to bet on popular underdogs. I think those are the biggest sucker plays out there. So, let's get a nice degenerate special. We got Louisiana Tech hosting North Texas. North Texas has been wildly inconsistent. This is our CUSA Game of the Week. Hashtag memories. We're taking the Texters minus 5.5 at home against North Texas.
You're taking, let's go over this one more time. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Louisiana Tech at home minus 5.5 against North Texas.
Yeah.
Listen, we still honor.
Rembaker will be sorry to hear that.
Yes,
you called them the Texters.
Oh, yeah.
The mean green, and he called them the Texters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't be a texter and driver. Go ahead. Next.
All right, more importantly, we got a true degenerate special. We got a game that's not even on television. We got a game that you got to go to Facebook to watch. And more importantly, this is what we like to call glory's last shot. San Jose State goes to the island to take on Hawaii. San Jose catching 8 points. Hawaii actually low-key stinks at home. They are just terrible against the spread. They're especially terrible against the spread when they're a favorite. San Jose low-key doesn't stink. And more importantly, we saw what they did last week against Boise State. They're actually pretty frisky against teams. Oh, yeah, I mean, come on. I know it was locked in the Calkins household. They're catching eight. I like the eight here. If you want to do a money line sprinkle, be my guest. I will not be doing that. I just want the 8 points.
San Jose State plus 8. Over Hawaii. Next.
All right, Jeff. As we mentioned, there's a theme for this week. We've been going against what is popular. We don't really focus on looking cool here. We just focus on being right and making money here at Jeff's Bets. And LSU is scaring me. I've liked this game for a month. I've wanted the Bayou Bengals for over a month. But the problem is, everybody does. And more importantly, the bigger issue that I'm seeing, Jeff, Vegas is not blinking. So, without further ado, Drew. Yeah. We're singing when they're sagging, baby. We got Tua back. He's got fishing wire in his ankle. That seems like a problem. I don't care. We're rolling with the tide. It's good to be back, baby.
Just a little stat I'd like to throw out there.
Yeah.
LSU.
Yeah.
0 points last year at home.
Yep.
10 points the year before.
Oh, talk dirty to me.
0 points the year before that.
That's the stuff.
Have not beaten Alabama since November the 5th, 2011. It's been 8 years in a row with the Crimson Tide on top of the Tigers, and they have not been able to score on Nick Saban's defense. They're going to score a lot this game, for sure. but it's going to be a shootout.
This reminds me of, I feel like so many people are betting with their heart here. And I think people are just tired of Alabama. And so you're looking for any glimpse of hope. And then you've got
how
this.
How many points? How many points?
It's only six. I only have to lay six.
And when you say that Las Vegas isn't blinking, what would you expect it to happen?
I mean, nearly 70% of the money is coming in on LSU. You would think the line would move in favor of them, and it's just they're just holding steady. Which tells me that they feel good about the number, and let's just keep it simple. It's Nick Saban versus Ed Orgeron, and I get it. LSU's offense has looked completely different, but really all it is they're now like moving their offense somewhere to in at least this century. But are you really telling me with a bye week after we saw what Auburn did to LSU and making them look uncomfortable? Now, I will also give credit to Auburn. Auburn's defensive front, I think, has been much more consistent.
Better than Alabama's, right? Yeah.
Consistent and better than Alabama's. But with that being said, I feel pretty good that Nick Saban's not going to allow a ton of one-on-ones. There's going to be some combo coverages in the back end. I think Burrow's going to – I'm not saying he's going to have a bad day, but I do not think it's going to be just him sitting in the gun and lighting it up like he did.
So two questions. Do we really think the whole country, except for Alabama fans, is rooting for LSU?
I think that's fair.
100%.
I think that's fair.
Okay. But then let me follow this up. If it's in terms of TV ratings going forward, SEC championship game, playoff, and everything else, even though we're tired of Alabama, we say we're sick of Alabama, except for you, Drew, and we're all rooting for LSU, do you think the networks want Alabama? In other words, because then you can still keep hating Alabama as they go along. If it emerges that it's Alabama, are we more bored with them, or do we need the villain that is Alabama to get the big eyeballs to the TV?
The TV networks are definitely 100%. They've got their elephant trunks out.
I think CBS is kicking themselves right now, though.
Yes,
because they had a chance to have this game at night in primetime, and they chose Georgia and Notre Dame over this game, and now it'll be played at 2:30. Which was a big mistake in hindsight.
When did they make that choice?
So they made the choice before the year, and in fairness, I can kind of understand how it happens. They've spent the last 7 years putting that game in prime time. It really hasn't. It's been competitive maybe twice. You had the AJ McCarron screen pass, TJ Yeldon. That was competitive back in, I think, 2012.
And people didn't think LSU would be this, and Notre Dame is a brand.
Right. You know? We've been hearing that LSU is going to change their offense essentially for, I don't know, what, 5 years now? And it had never come to fruition. Credit where credit's due, they changed it this year. They are a significantly more exciting team to watch. But with that being said, like, I do understand why they made the decision that they did.
Are you going to this game, Drew?
We'll see. It's a TBD.
Really? You can score a ticket? It's up in the air.
We'll see about the tickets. The tickets are ridiculous. They're like $300+ online. At this point,
you have no access to the tickets as an alum and as a with connection.
I could, but I just don't. That's not really my place to do that. I don't think.
How would you if you go? Would you just buy a ticket online?
Yeah, most likely.
Or would you just go be there?
The appeal of wanting to go back is simply because it feels like about once a year there's a game where most of the people who still can make it and don't have a family and stuff yet end up going. And last year that was I forget which game it was, but this year it's clearly this one. And so I just will have a lot of friends.
Where would you
friends.
Watch it if you went down and did not have a ticket? Like, where do you watch?
Oh, probably from a sports bar.
Is there a particular place? Where's the place people gather in Tuscaloosa?
There are a few places. Most of them are college bars, if you can imagine that.
A local establishment called Buffalo Wild Wings.
No. See, that's sacrilegious, what you just said right there. Now, probably Galette's. There's a bar called Galette's that's right there next to where the stadium is. But it'll be – I mean, I don't even want to know what cover will be. There are a lot of elements to this, Jeff. There are a lot of thoughts swirling through my head. Plus, as you know, I have to stay on top of the Tigers basketball beat, of course.
I know.
And so I have two very, very good stories coming up, feature stories. And I usually, you know me, I'm not going to lie to you. I will tell you if they are good or not. So if there's any time that you should buy a Daily Memphian subscription, it's actually ahead of this weekend, because I'm serious, Jeff. We haven't even discussed this, and I don't want to get into it because I don't want to ruin it. But I've got a pretty good player feature on the horizon.
I look forward to that. We also, by the way, while we're in the Jeff Spetz segment, what is the line tonight? I will not be there to see James Wiseman Part 2. You will be there to see James Wiseman Part 2. What is the line on that game tonight?
19.5 currently.
All right. What do we think?
Lamb.
Yeah.
Lamb. We just went over this. Jeff, can you tell us which state Parkside University is located in?
Parkside University. That's in, yes, it's in Kansas.
No.
It's Missouri.
Nope. Wrong again.
It's in Illinois.
Getting closer.
It's in Iowa.
It's on Lake Michigan.
Wrong.
It's in Michigan.
No, it's nope. As in the Wisconsin, the other one.
It's in Wisconsin.
It's in Wisconsin. And
I got it right.
UIC,
I knew I would. It's in Wisconsin. Yes.
UIC has played Parkside and in their Division II in a exhibition game, and I believe they won by 4 points. And then they played NAIA. Olivet Nazarene
nailed it,
and they won by 3 points. And so, if Memphis can't beat UIC by 19 points, there's something severely wrong.
And what intrigues you about tonight's game, besides the opportunity to just see the show again?
Just the fact that it's a tune-up for Oregon. And just how the individual guys play. Like, I want to see Lester shoot the ball well.
It'd be nice to see a little bit. I heard GP ask you earlier if you were concerned about the three-point shooting. This team supposedly had shooting from everywhere, and it really wasn't just the other night that they haven't shot well. They have not shot well. And there's no. I keep saying there's no reason to think they won't shoot well. I do believe these are good shooters, but they have not been good shooters. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't. Penny talked about this yesterday in his press conference. I just don't. I'm not buying the fact that this is a long-term problem. I think it's just a trend that they're slumping. We saw Lester shoot it in the Bahamas and was awesome.
Even with
that ceiling that everybody said was too low, and it was
maybe they got to lower the Jumbotron just a little bit so that you get a little, it could create that Bahamanian feeling, whatever it is feeling.
Right. Well, we saw him light it up. We saw him light it up, and last year we watched Tyler light it up. So why would you think that this is going to last? There's just absolutely no reason to think that.
I'm with you on that. I am, by the way, while I am here in Buffalo, my son Peter is getting, actually right now, his wisdom teeth pulled, all four. And my ex, Julia, is with him. And I will shortly get a report on how it went. And I am eternally grateful all the time that I have a relationship with my ex that is not just civil, but that we're friends. And that is not easy when you go through a divorce. Honestly, it's more to her credit than mine, but it's also because, and that's not always achievable. I understand that. Sometimes there's bitter feelings. But it's also true that neither of us had a lawyer who would absolutely just crank up the bill to crank up the bill. They understood that there is life on the other side. And the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill, Justin Thomas, of course, former first baseman for the University of Memphis, understands that. We'll fight for everything you deserve and need, but also is not just going to run up a bill to run up a bill. It's not just going to create acrimony to run up a bill. They do custody issues. They do marital dissolution. They do wills and estates. They've got male and female partners, depending on your preference, and they have a whole bunch of different rates. So give them a call or contact them. If you go to memphisfamilylaw.com, memphisfamilylaw.com, you can check out what they are all about. And with that, I will leave you all, and you can come back and give folks the one story they've been waiting for.
Thanks, Jeff.
See y'all. Bye.
When we come back, we're going to give you the one story you've been waiting for. Just like Jeff said, this is Drew Hill filling in on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is Gary Parish reminding you that this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's going to eventually become a bigger and more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but still bad. The good news, American Standard Foundation, they can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, the same way in lots of ways. But trust me, it's a dumb approach to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks, the real damage is on the way. Could be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse. Or you can wait, but then you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage, see if you see cracks. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, click the lintel lift tab, or give them a call, 901-390-5.
Attention drivers. Join McLane in Memphis for an upcoming hiring event. Come see us November 12th, 13th, and 14th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6415 Shelby View Drive in Memphis. McLane has immediate opportunities for CDLA drivers, driver trainees, and shuttle drivers. Start earning great pay and generous benefits. Learn more at drivefromclaneMemphis.com. That's drivefromclaneMemphis.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Stephen Gostkowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy.
Platinum Jewelers has a brand new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue. Visit them or at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis or online at PlatinumJewelers.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was a fun show today. Thanks to Jason for joining us. Chris Harrington for joining us, Jeff Calkins for joining us. Now let's do the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
For a few weeks now, well, I shouldn't say a few weeks, for a long time, I felt like Chase Young is the best player in college football and that he should probably be selected number one overall in the NFL draft.
Yeah, if you don't believe in any of the quarterbacks, I feel like Chase Young feels pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, he just looks like he's going to be he reminds me of Clowney did in college. He's that dominant. Like,
yeah, except he's playing hard his junior year.
Right. Right. Besides that.
Clowney made some business decisions his senior year, junior year.
Correct. Anyway, so Ohio State is holding Chase Young out this week against Maryland. Ooh, Lottie frickin' Dodd.
You think they'll be okay?
Yeah, I think they're going to be all right. But the reason being is for a potential undisclosed violation of NCAA rules that they announced. So, what do you think about this, Jeffrey?
Yeah, so there's supposedly the attorney representing Chase Young in this matter. He was a former NCAA investigator. Essentially, what he claims is that Chase did take a small loan from a family friend back in the summer for living expenses and whatnot. He immediately repaid it in a timely fashion, as is under NCAA bylaws. But because he took the loan, he has to essentially sit out despite the fact that he repaid it. We buying or selling that?
I'll buy it. I'll buy it for this reason, and I just don't like the NCAA rules. And this is a point Jay Billis pointed out on Twitter, which is, it's funny how a player is almost presumed guilty in a situation like this because he's being forced to sit out when they don't know if he actually broke the rules or not. Whereas you have college basketball coaches like Bill Self and Will Wade who clearly broke the rules and are still coaching.
Allegedly.
Who clearly allegedly broke the rules and are still out there coaching. It just doesn't make sense to me. If it's one way for the coaches, I think it should be the same for the players. And
that's why the same reason why I'm all for if players want to transfer and not have to sit out, I'm all for that, because if a coach wants to transfer,
right,
he can do so immediately.
He just picks up and leaves.
Yes.
And so with this situation, I usually these types of things get resolved. Like, I don't think that this is going to hold him out forever. You really hope it doesn't hold him out for the Penn State game, because you want to see that.
Yes, well, for sure on that one. I also wonder if this was brought to light maybe a month or so ago, and they circled that Maryland game on the calendar. This looks like a good opportunity for Chase to maybe take his punishment, I guess you would say. Although I hesitate to really call it a punishment.
Well, do you remember in weeks one and two when people actually thought Maryland was good for a little bit? That was fun.
Well, I think when the biggest problem, it was the way they beat Syracuse. And now we look at Syracuse, and I think it's nice to have a situation where all is right with the world. My world was a little upside down last year when Syracuse was a good football program. And now it's we've gotten back to where Maryland and Syracuse, not good.
Well, hopefully he's back for that big game. Should be a really fun weekend of college football. Get out to the Tigers game tonight. If you see me down on the floor, come say what's up. This was Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmas, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, that's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
The teams, Tigers, Grizzlies, SEC, NFL, the stories, game day.
The thrill is here!
Penny.
We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and that's crazy.
The shows, the Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, the station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports place.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
All right, listen up. Bedbugs,
yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches,
yeah.
To a zone, everywhere there's a crack. Brown recluses,
yeah.
You're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
You're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
We're brothers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.